There's an old dispute about whether one should use hand shemura or machine shemura. Many have a custom, especially among Hasidim, that hand shemura is better because it's much better for lishma because you're doing it yourself, and perhaps machines can't do provide the lishma. Or as Rav Soloveitchik felt and other Gedolim and Yerushalayim felt that machine matzah is preferable because you don't have to worry about chametz and turning on, pressing the bun is enough. So assuming that you use machine shmura to provide the lishma by hitting the button, what about voice recognition technology? Let's say, be it Alexa or any other type, you go ahead and you say, turn on the machine, l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Is that considered a l'shma? So that could depend on the famous Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Sadi Amid Beis, Itmar chasma bakol. Does someone, so there's a general halacha, you're not allowed to muzzle an animal. What happens if I just scream at the animal? And by screaming at him, it causes the same result. He's afraid to eat. Is that considered a biblical prohibition? So Rav Yochanan Amachayev, it's no different than putting a muzzle on the animal. And Rish Lakish Amapater, you're exempt. Rav Yochanan Amachayev, why Akimas Piv Havyamaisa? The utterance of the limbs is the utterance of the lips is a ma'isa. Rish Lakish Omer Pater. It's called a love, it's a love she'in bo ma'isa. So to Machokis, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether Dibur, at least in some instances, is a love she'yesh bo ma'isa or a love she'in bo ma'isa. So at least we see by the Isser of muzzling animal, according to Rav Yochanan, applies aye. So what do you mean? So you speak Lashon Hara, so you get a makis according to Rav Yochanan. We know, luckily, that's not the case. So what's the difference? So Rav Yochanan Tosis points out, just to qualify Rav Yochanan, that kimas piv havi maisa ela hecha mishun de bibura ka'avid maisa. It's only if your words cause an action. This saying words and no actions, of course, in Achayev, at least in the Torah. But in order to be considered a Maisa, it's not enough. You need Dibor, but you need a Dibor that creates a Maisa, like Chosma Vakol. And we find this in modern technology today in kashrus agencies. There are different types of new gadgets they have. And one is, let's say, someone's, you have a factory in China, India, somewhere else where there aren't too many Yidden around, and let's say you want to deal with the Bisho Akam issue, or you want to make sure that it's not Bisho Akam. So that's, we know when it comes to Bisho Akam, at least Pas Akam, and Bisho Akam for Ashkenaz, that even throwing in a twig into the fire is good enough to make a Bisho Yisrael. It was in Star K that had this glow bar that they wanted to do it, which many felt it wasn't good, but Rav Heinemann said it was good. So only Star K relies on that because they didn't like it because, number one, you're doing it first, before the cooking, and it's really external to the fire as opposed to the twig. However, but the Gedolim seems to agree on this new one. I think it was called the Shane Maneuver, where he actually plugged in numbers on the cell phone. But I guess the same issue would be, is, let's say you could call into the cell phone and say, oven go on. So therefore, we see if it works, the post can say. So we see it's considered a maisa for Rav Yochanan getting makas. We see by Bisho Akam, it's enough to make a Bisho Yisrael. So the child is, how far did I go? According to Rav Yochanan, it should come out then if hitting the button is considered Shmura Lishmas, and one might make the same argument that telling Alexa to turn it on should also be Shmura Lishma. And as well, it works the same way, assuming you're using electric lights for Shabbos candles. So, could you have Alexa turn on, instead of turning the switch on, could you have Alexa tell Alexa to turn the switch on? So these are all Shabbos. How far does Rabbi Yochanan go? Well, this like he clearly says by Chasma Bakol, it's considered deeper as a Maisa, and we find the poskim using it by Bishul Akam. So do we also apply it? Chasma Bakol is an Isser, and Bishul Akam is only a Drabanan. So is there a difference? The Matzah is a Daraisa, would that play a role? You know, if Dibur is a Maisa, it should make a difference. The question is, maybe would this say Dibur is a Maisa L'chumra, to say something's usher, but do we use it in the positive realm? So that's what we have to see what the poskim will say about it.